KI7 QMD Mobile listening on 19 Link System. KI7 QMD Mobile listening on 19. KI7 QMD Mobile listening on 19.
KCAVSU with the right PL tone.
Hey, good morning, Toby. What's going on today?
44 degrees, 29.70 barometer. I have a doctor's appointment. It's Thursday. One more day till Friday.
I woke up like today was Friday. Nothing will ruin your Friday like realizing it's Thursday.
Trust me, been there, done that. I did some paperwork one day, my fire chief looked at me and goes, wait a minute, check the date or check the year. Because sometimes I put 26 on some paperwork last year. Or 24, I forget what it was. And every day we looked at, he said, you need to watch the date you put on or the year.
And I just tell him you discovered time travel.
Oh, that's okay. One of our former members, our chief, gave us the yearly stats, and I put them out on our Facebook. And all of a sudden, a former member that I know real well goes, total hours for the month? Shouldn't that be total hours for the year? And I looked at it again. It never even caught my eye. I just posted it, didn't even look at it. And I'm like, oh, brother, that's two of us who screwed up.
Well, you can edit stuff to make corrections. Things happen.
Yeah. Oh, I've got some info for you. You know that all-county search and rescue team? They ended up buying some NISU FT or 5Rs for APR rescues as well, I guess. I was talking to one of the members, and I'm kind of putting a little pack to put in my locker at the station, a little bowl thing, just to have in case they have to come out here and work one of our conservancy properties. Yeah, so they're moving up.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I know they were looking for APRS options way back when we were doing that big search over here in Emmett County. We had our little nodes that we were handing out to people, but that's good. Good for them. Now they just need a mobile distributor. That way they can take it wherever they go, because I know they were running out to do something in Oscoda County this week, and I don't know if Cameron's got his distributor back up or not, but if not, there's no coverage down there.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'll hold of the guy over here in Lame River, but no, he saw me on APRS, and he called Mike and said, hey, Toby's on APRS. And he's like, yes. So, yeah. I'm just doing one because, like I said, if we need it, I can grab it. It's a little full thing, 5RM. I got to get their frequency because I forgot what it was, and their Simplex, you know, just something like that. But it worked good where we were.
Depending on your use case, we tried to do APRS with Sheboygan County Search and Rescue, but it wasn't quite tight enough. Like, they used the dog collars, and that beacons a little bit more often, and there's no running into each other because each collar uses a slightly different frequency and stuff like that.
Right. And that's the thing is, you know, yeah, it is. It's way different and stuff. But no, I was talking to one of the guys who was actually out there with us from the CERC team, and he's like, yeah, I think I'm going to get into that. So, yeah. But oh well, we'll get it figured out. Just some more, you know, for me to have. I got Barry coming and I'm getting a signal sticky antenna, which is more flexible than the stand-up one. So, it'll just sit in my locker and be there if I need it. That way I don't have to go chasing radios all the time.
Yep, always good to have a go bag, that's for sure.
So what else is going on, Adam? What's happening with CCE guys?
I'm not too sure right now. Kind of nothing at the moment. Once this weather breaks, we're going to be doing some tower work. Get some antennas fixed and things like that. Just waiting for spring to hit.
Oh, I know. I wish it did here. It looks like it's here, but, you know, they keep saying, oh, yeah, you're going to get some. I'm like, don't do it. I'm just starting to get stuff going at the department, getting things maintenance, and waiting on a call from our Scott AirPak pack to find out where we can do flow testing. It just, you know, hurry up and get going on stuff.
Yep. Yeah, we're doing fit testing a week from today, and I'm reprogramming all the pagers, so that'll be a good time. And just about done the class. Got, about a month till I take my test, but it's all over.
Oh, you have those unitations too?
Yeah, I got a bunch of G5s. When they originally programmed them, they didn't include our fireground channel in the main paging knob. All they included was just our paging talk group. So in order for those that don't have radios to hear what's going on, they have to keep their pagers on the wide open channel. And that's not good for, like, you know, going to sleep and stuff like that. So, gonna edit that dispatch only to include our fire ground, so that way everybody can hear what's going on.
Yeah, what we did with ours is we've got two Milton ones, one for tone and vibrate, one for, vibrate, then we have a scan feature, and then another one's a monitor for that, and we also have our, like, step one, step two, our 9900 talk channel in there, you know, just that stuff. We don't do the fire grounds, because, oh my gosh, that'd be horrible for us. I mean, we don't even use them because we're still doing VHF. We still keep the VHF in our vehicles for just VTAC use. So, yeah. But no, we don't really get off. We've got like three different fire departments talk channels for like 55 and 80, which is Elk Rapids and Torch Lake, so we can hear what's going on there. But yeah, no, we kind of did that because we mutuated with them more than anybody. So yeah, it keeps up with us, and so yeah, we kind of pretty well set up our county. Our chief did good setting it up the way he wanted it, and you know, him working at dispatch, it makes it easy.
Yep. It's nice when somebody's got a general idea when they're making decisions like that. We have a fire main, we have paging talk groups, and we have fire ground talk groups for every department. Plus our SPEVs and stuff like that. So, yeah, it gets a little daunting when you get paged on a talk group, and then you first respond on your fire main, and then Central's like, well, switch to your fire ground. Well, okay, I'm driving an apparatus, and, you know, some of the guys might not be well-versed on changing channels. Let me pause and try and figure that out for you. It's just a mess.
Well, that's kind of like us, you know. Some of them, I've got some new guys, they don't know how to change channels. I have to go do it, you know. And so, yeah. But usually if I'm like the engine or the tanker or something bigger than the rescue, if I'm there, I can make the change if I'm in the front seat because I'm trying to monitor four different channels. And we just have the 1-800 in the truck, so it's like, oh boy, this is fun. Yeah, but no, you know, a lot of things change once you go over to 800. You just can't flip the knob, you gotta hit the button.
Well, what I'm gonna be doing for us is, once I get our fire ground programmed into the pagers so everybody can hear it, I'm just going to move all the radios over to fire ground. That way, initial response starts on fire ground, because that's how Central wants it, so it's going to make it easier. People won't have to switch channels, and they'll just be able to go.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's like some people forget, oh yeah, I got to switch over to 9900 talk group. We'll talk to, like, us, our first truck checks in on the main with Central, and then the rest of the trucks go over to the 9900 talk channel. So we do pretty good over there. So, yeah. Okay, Adam, I'm going to get going here because I got a couple things going on. So talk to you later. Any day, PX, KCU, VSU.
Sounds good, Toby. Have a good day.
KX.
Thank you. Excuse me, that's just a good time. Stand by.
KB8FK monitoring.
Thank you, Colin. Go ahead. This is KBYS Mobile. We're northbound out of Gaylord here. 75.
KBYS. Hopefully I got the call right. This is KB8FK. Name is Scott, and I'm just coming into Petoskey on 31. So I'll say good morning to you. How's it going?
Top of the morning. You got Ryan here. It's Delta Yankee Sierra DYS. We're doing pretty good. Nice sunny day, 48 degrees. It's pretty dang nice for a change. So I'm northbound to Palestine right now, out of Gaylord. So I'm at work doing my deliveries today. How are you doing?
And I see the grass on the golf course is even starting to green up a little bit. So
yeah, I wasn't able to catch a lot of your transmission there. I caught the grass on the golf course, so I don't know what happened there, if you weren't making it or if something else, but yeah, try it again there for me.
Yeah, okay, I think my speaker mic's acting up. Is this working any better?
Yes, sir, yes, I got you now.
Yeah, I'm running an old HT Kenwood TH F6A, and the speaker mic I've got is one of the little ones, so it's got a really short cord, so I must have been pulling it out of the jack, so I'll put the radio on my lap for now. So anyway, yeah, I was just talking about all the water problems my son's having with his basement and with all this freezing and thawing and everything like that. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I hear that. We had some problems when it was below zero at my house from freezing. I didn't have water problems. I had freezing water problems. So, wasn't a supply. It was actually an output. My dad had output lines from the barn freezing up. The frost went real deep where there was limited snow, which I live in Clare County, so the snow is not near as deep. So the frost went real deep, and so yeah. But they're experiencing some flooding issues south of me where I live, and yeah, I looked at the Pigeon River. She was bubbling over yesterday, so, and it just continues on to get more and more, but it's almost there where it'll be dry again, so we just got a little while longer, it'll be all gone, hopefully. So, that's the wonderful perks of living in the northern climate. KQIS, we are just coming up to Vanderbilt, so, and I've been helping coach softball, so I gotta make it back tonight by 6 to help do that. My daughter's team, they're 10 years old, and so it's fun, real fun. I'm looking forward to that. We had nice weather yesterday. Looks like we're gonna have nice weather today, too, tonight, so that hopefully it doesn't rain.
Yeah, not sure about down there. I think up here is supposed to stay pretty clear, so, and, hopefully this will bring the lake level up a little bit, although I know that that's generally on a longer term cycle up and down, and, yeah, we're, I, I think we ended up getting a lot more snow up here than you would have gotten down there. So, yeah, you lose a little bit of that insulation. So. Alrighty, well, I'm just about to my destination, so good meeting up with you there, Ryan, and hope you have a great day and good luck tonight. And apologies, I've already kind of lost your call a little bit. So 73, this is KB8FK. Have a good day.
KB8FK, KDYS. All right, you got Kilo 8, Delta, Yankee, Sierra. Yeah, no worries. And I'm usually out here during the day. Sometimes I'm quiet, sometimes I'm not. So it just depends on my mood for the day. So, all right, enjoy your day. Nice chatting with you. I will be on the road for probably 3 or 4 more hours up in this area. So, all right, KDYS, standing by.
Okay, sounds good. KDYF, KB8FK, Mount Clear.
KDYF, KB8QVX. Nothing but noise, buddy, if you can hear me. You are nothing but noise. And give me a holler back.
Yeah, I'm on Sasky, but I'm in a bad zone now. I was up on the big hill. So. We're going to be going up another hill here soon, but we're rolling. Can you hear me better on the 1-9 now, or no?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm just rolling up 75 here. We're just about to M68. I got to run over to Pelton. So, did you have to reset that interface board again, or no?
No, I must not have the right PL tone or something programmed into that radio. I had to push the monitor button on it, put it on Carrier Squelch, the one that's on the All-Star node.
I thought you said it was 107.2.
I don't know what I've got it programmed at.
Okay, we'll have to get that all straightened out eventually here. Is Tom there? Is he listening? Can you hear this stuff?
No, he hasn't showed up yet. He texted me, said he's having trouble with his car again. He just picked it up from down to Mount Pleasant somewhere where they worked on it. Now he's got a check engine light that's on, so he's working on that. I said, okie dokie.
Okie dokie, yeah. Okay, yeah, I don't know. I told him to get on this frequency, so he knows about it, but you know how that goes. It's hard to get everybody on the same website looking at the same thing, but I just wanted him to check this out, because it's not like you'd think, you know, if you erase the internet part of your mind, you don't even really know that it's there. It's just everyday life, you know, goes on talking on the radio.
Yep, there you go. I'm just sitting out here on my porch. my rocking chair, waiting for him to show up. He's supposed to drop that travel bug off for me and go from there. Then I'm going to open my bay door here. When the sun gets on, I'm going to open my bay door and I'm going to start welding. I got the buzz box all out. I just got to get in there and fire it up and start welding on that tilt base for that tower, I guess. That's what I'm going to do today. Maybe haul some wood, too.
Roger. Yeah, it's a little breezy up here, but it's 48, so I'd imagine it's probably pretty warm down there. Is it still sunny there?
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be sunny here all day. No problem with that. So, yeah, looking forward to that. My solar panels are working today, buddy. The old sun's up blaring right on them.
Well, wonderful. Yeah, I'm in softball practice again tonight, so when I get back in the area, I'll be on the repeater. I heard Emerson gave me a call again today, and he was informing me on what, just whatever, but, he was saying, oh, yeah, the repeater's blaring, so them guys use that every day down there, so it's getting some use, it's getting more activity. That's a good thing.
Yeah. You need to text me his phone number so I can call him. I need to call him, too, and talk to him a little bit about this repeater and that repeater out on 61 and go from there. Kind of get his opinion on everything, too. You need to text me his phone number.
Okie dokie. Yeah, all he's really worried about is nothing to do with this one, or the east side of Harrison, but the other one. That's pretty much all his concern is. With what Tom said about the spurious emissions and it being, it's the same, pretty much the same as mine. So there you go. But yeah, I'll send it to you. No problem.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you right now, John fired it back up because I was in there making me some breakfast, and there was three guys on there talking. I wrote down their call signs. I come out here on the computer, got on QRSAT.com, went to call sign lookup, and all three guys, where do you think they was all from? Westland, Clinton Township, and one other place down there. Down around Detroit. That's where all three of them guys was at, was Detroit. There was nobody on there from Clare County.
Roger. Yeah, I know. I already know. There's a website you can go on. They've got it all recorded. All the transmissions, all the call signs, you can listen to it and replay it. I don't know how long it stores them, but, I mean, it shows all that on the website, too. I forget what it's called, but it's like XLE Reflector or something. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But I can send it to you. You can scroll around on it and listen and look and play around or whatever when you get time, but, you'll have to talk to him, that'd be interesting. You'll get a kick out of that. Because he's brand new, but he's already emailed the Michigan Area Repeater Council and John, and he's talked to just about everybody already, so he's about waist deep in it already, I think.
Waist deep into it, okay. Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'm going to keep, anytime I walk in the cabin, if that radio's going off in there, I will keep an eye on it. I'll keep writing down the call signs and looking them up. I've already got three wrote down. Every one of them guys is from Detroit. So we get enough call signs, on there and show somebody that, this is not serving this area at all. Maybe we'll get something done about it. Say, hey, guys are all down around Detroit or Flint or whatever. It does not serve Clare County one bit. Because this can all be documented, you know. So I'm going to keep my eye on my radio in there, and if I hear somebody on it, I'll write their call sign down. I may do that for a couple weeks and just see what I come up with. I guarantee you, there's not going to be anybody from Clare County on this repeater. No way. No way.
Yeah. Well, there's probably not anybody within 30, 40 miles of that repeater that gets on it, or more, so. Except maybe one or two people. But yeah, there's a website, and it keeps a recording of several days, maybe even weeks, of everything that goes on. So you can listen to the whole transmission. It records every transmission, and you can replay it. So, and they do that because they've had people get on there and say things that are threatening or something, so they want to be able to prove it. Well, you know, it's just proving that, you know, they're not using it in our area for anybody in that area. And that's what he's concerned about, the other guy, and all of us. So that's all. No big deal. It'll all iron itself out, I'm sure. No problem.
Yeah, there you go. All right, but I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get the old buzz box out here, and I'm going to start welding. I probably got a day's worth of cutting and welding and fabricating to do here, so I'm going to get started at it. It's nice out today. It's got to be 50 degrees here, so. Yep, it's going to get warmer towards this afternoon. What is the temperature here on my porch right now? The temperature here right now, it's 52, 50, it's 56. I got 56 degrees on my porch, so it's nice out.
Yeah, that's nice. I got 45 here. I'm just about to M68 coming down the last hill, coming down into the valley here, Pigeon River Valley here. So, all right, yeah. If Tom shows up, if you think about it, holler out. And if I'm in the vehicle, I'll holler back. And I just wanted him to check it out because I told him about it last night, and he was like, oh, wow, yeah, I go up there. That'd be kind of neat. So, then he'll get a little bit of firsthand viewing of it or whatever, because it doesn't sound like he used All-Star or anything connected to it. So it's good to get, I think it's good to show people the power of it, because it is a very powerful tool for our, you know, communication. All right, KUIS Mobile will be standing by. I'm getting off here at M68.
Alrighty. Catch up with you. KUIS KC8QVX.
KD9NN mobile monitoring.
KD9NN, this is KUIS. Go ahead, are you out there still?
Hi, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. We're I'm cruising down them 68 here, westbound. That's for Atlanta. We gotta run north to Pelston. So that's what I'm doing. I'm working, but we're loving it. So we got nice 45, nice enough, so there you go. Loving it. How are you doing?
Very good. Just heading out to get the mail and take some stuff to the recycling center. And, I'm going to be starting back up mowing Champion Hill aprons first week of May, they said. So looking forward to that.
Oh, nice, nice. I don't believe I talked to you. My name is Ryan, K-D-I-S. I live down a couple hours south of here, but whereabouts are you located at? I didn't catch the, I believe you said you're going to start mowing. I'm assuming a golf course, but I didn't quite hear it. It was choppy.
Roger, I live in Beulah, Michigan, Benson County, 35 miles west of Traverse City and about 7 miles east of Frankfort, and I'll be mowing at Champion Hill, and my wife and her brother own two golf courses, Champion Hill and Pencroft.
Alrighty, copy that. Alrighty. Yeah, I know where all that is. I used to run over there. I don't know if it's temporary or what, but as of right now, I'm running the northern center of the state area region. So, I'm familiar with it over there. I just don't golf over there, so I didn't know. I assumed, but I just wanted to make sure. So, yeah, that is wonderful. Wonderful news. May 1st. Wow. We're almost there, though, you know. It'll be here before you know it.
Roger, yeah, I've got a summertime mowing jacket that I've got to get in shape. It needs a zipper to be re-sewn, so I got to get that into the seamstress to get that done before it's too late here.
Roger, is that what you're doing today? You're taking that down there now?
Not quite yet. I'm doing, going to the recycling center with some stuff and going to get the mail at the post office. And tell you what, I'm just about destinated, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the ride along, and good to get to know you. And don't be a stranger. 89NN Mobile will be clearing your final. And we have a weekly net on Wednesday night at 8:30 once a week. So. He'll chime in for that as well. Have a great day and safe travels. 89NN Mobile. I'll be clearing your final. Have a great day.
Okay. All right. Yeah, for some reason your audio is a little wonky. It goes up and down. I don't know if it's just me or what, but I got all that. Yeah, I heard your net last night. I have All-Star at home. I've got a UHF repeater. We're working on getting a bigger one up. In the future here, but yeah, I heard the net. I was busy, and tonight I have softball again until 8, so but I'm out here 5 days a week every day, so I'll holler back out when I hear you. I'm in and out of the vehicle a lot, so alright, be careful out there. This is KDIS. We're pulling into a Lansing. Have a good day. We're back in the mobile telephone area. We're heading to Indian River. K8BCW mobile. KBCW, KBYS, we're rolling into a Lansing. How you doing?
Good morning to you. I am just on my way to Petoskey to have lunch at the side door with a couple of friends of mine.
Okay, yeah, I've never been there. Sounds like a good place. Hopefully they got a good view. Do they got a good view?
Negative. It's right on the highway in the main area there where McDonald's is. So there's no view, but it's an old dive bar that got bought up years ago and turned into a respectable joint, and it's very affordable and, you know, consistent quality food and a great place to stop, so.
Okay, well, good. At least they got that going for them, so.
Yeah, I'm just doing my rounds here. We just left Houston. I decided to come back down to M68 because Riggsville Road is pretty tore up. I guess they got it listed as a Class A road, but it's more like a dirt road, like a logging road right now. It's pretty tore up, so we're just going to take the smooth way. It's better on my back.
Yeah, there you go, man. We drove Riggsville Road across from Pelston to Poppy's Landing a couple Sundays ago for lunch, and yeah, it's mostly potholes.
Yeah, in a big rig, it's you got to pretty much straddle the center line, and when a car comes the other way, you pretty much have to stop and let them by, because if I get over into the end of the edge right now and it's so soft, I'll just sink in. It could cause damage or something. And it just, me being on it, just causes more damage. I think it's Class A. The last time I looked, I went like 30 anyway, but me just staying away from it is going to preserve it a little longer, so we decided to do that. But yeah, we're heading over to Afton, so that's my direction. And then I have softball practice tonight for my daughter, so we've been helping with that. And first one was last night. It was 52 degrees when we got there, and it was dropping a little bit by the time we got done about 8 o'clock. And today it looks like it's going to be just as nice. I guess it's about 54 degrees down there, so tonight should be perfect as long as the rain stays away. I don't think it's supposed to rain, but who knows.
Yeah, our softball fields up here still have snow on them. kind of disheartening, man. This winter just will not let go. But I think it's supposed to warm up this weekend and get a little bit closer to what should be considered normal spring temps. What are you delivering with a big rig that drives you around everywhere? Like building materials or something, or some specialty equipment that goes around to dealerships or something?
No, I haul general freight mostly, which consists of, you know, anywhere from auto parts to farm equipment, tractors, even right down to cleaning products and like toiletries and stuff for the state park, firewood, anything you can fit. I have a dry van with 53-foot box trailer, you know, one of them big ones, like what Meyer hauls around and stuff. So we haul food products and just everything. So I just left Elston. There's a manufacturing plant. They make little covers for battery terminals and stuff, plastic and stuff. So I bounce around the factories and state parks, and I was just up at the Mackinac Historic Park warehouse there in the city, and we go to breweries, we haul beer and wine, so there you go, a little bit of everything. And my company does flatbed and specialty hauling too. I just do this.
Right on, man, that's great. Well, I'm just about at my destination, so I'm going to sign off. Ryan, you have a great day. Keep your rubber side down, and I'm sure we'll catch you on the air another time. Hey, ECW.
Roger, roger. Have a good launch there. We'll be motoring on. KDYS, standing by. Thank you.
at APX Mobile.
Oh, what's going on today?
It's training day.
Yes, by PowerPoint.
Oh, that sucks. What did you get learned on?
It's re-ups on a whole bunch of stuff, Motorola stuff, so. Stuff I already know, but I can't skip through it because they won't let you.
Well, that blows. Nothing worse than sitting in front of a PowerPoint all day.
And the worst part of it is it's interactive, so you have to stay, like, constantly engaged. And I'm like, dog, I did this 2 years ago. I already know all this stuff. Just let me do the final assessment and get it over with.
That sounds absolutely mind-numbing. No, thank you.
It is very much so. And I keep going to Cass and South Airport at home. And I'm like, okay, this is, oh, okay, yeah. Box truck just, yep, go in the opposing lane. Yeah, that's, oh, no. Oh, God, this is going to be fun. Okay, well, that was a really moronic move, but he pulled it off. That was special. I forgot what I was even talking about.
Death by PowerPoint. And then you almost said death by dumb driver.
Oh, yeah. It's interactive, you have to stay, like, constantly engaged with it. It's, yeah, no fun, but... Anyway. Fun times.
I'd still probably trade you. Headed to a hoarder house next. Been there once, but I'd never go back. Here I am.
Are you not allowed to say no?
Well, I can say no, I just probably wouldn't have a job.
Oh.
Well, the boiler's out of water, so I'm going to give it some water and get the heck out of there. That's my plan.
Well, there you go. Oh, man. Hey, there goes a Stid Michigan Tech. I recognize that vehicle anywhere. When you're in the field, you start recognizing vehicles.
Yep. Of course, you never know what any of them are. They've all just got the same logo on the side.
No, the radio techs are unmarked. They've got bull bars. Most of them do. They've got full wraps on the front. A siren / PA thing. And phantoms on the roof.
For what? Running code to a tower site?
I mean, it is pretty critical infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean it is, but I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know, that's for
hooked up over there yet.
Because I don't want to work in Taylor's.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's another reason.
Yeah, that's not to be discussed over the air.
Yep. Very valid reason to not.
Dude, I just saw a grandma driving a BMW M8. I bet she's never put it to the floor once. Yeah, because grandma needs her, twin turbo V8 that makes 500 plus horsepower. Yep.
I ain't no real granny, might have a lead foot. Same stranger thing. Trying to multitask right now. Going to work out some plans here. We have a local community event. It's like a musical play thing. Happens every year. It's a big thing, draws a lot of people. Big fundraiser and stuff. Next weekend. And I got a text today that said, hey, we need a drummer for this. Our regular drummer is no longer around. Can you devote like a whole week to this? And I'm like, not really. So I'm trying to figure that out.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, under any other timeline, that'd be great. I'd love it. It'd be a blast. But, like, practice starts the week of the 19th, and it's, like, every night, and I have class, and I don't think it's going to work.
I would say that's not another thing that you can really account for on the schedule.
With how busy I am right now, I really have no desire. But I don't want to say no and then I get yeeted from the list for forever going forward.
I would just say explain it to them right now why it's not a good time and probably be fine.
Yeah, the lady sent me a message, said to go talk to the director tonight. So I might do that. Just be like, look, here's the deal, bro. I have class these days. I'm definitely not available. Either work around that or see you bye.
Yeah, it do be like that. All right, ice pulled in, so I'm going to get some lunch. All right, you ready?
This is TI-7 QMB Mobile listening on 19.
KHBCW Mobile.
Thank you.
didn't quite catch the call sign there. I need DMH mobile.
UIS mobile, let's see.
FID monitoring.
KDA DIX. KDA DIX. Thank you.